Hello listeners, I am Father Valsin Thampu and I will be presenting today's observations. Often have I wondered why we have memorials for warriors, known and unknown, but none for mothers. War is an orgy of death. A warrior kills not because he wants to or likes to, but because we want him to. And we create the canard that it is a glorious thing to kill sons of mothers for our sake. Mother is the bearer of life. She gives birth. She nurses and nourishes new life out of her own substance. She mothers humankind. She embodies the mystery of life. We belittle her giant agony and call it labor. That's the word we use to refer to the work done by daily wage workers in the crowning moment in the life of a woman. She is said to be in labor. She attains the blessedness of motherhood through the invidiousness of labor. We don't say a factory worker labors. No, that wouldn't be dignified enough. He's a worker, not a laborer. Those in the oldest profession are said to be sex workers, not sex laborers. But a woman in the most sacred and mysterious state of her life is, we say, in labor. To add insult to injury, religious men pronounce her impure for having been in labor. She must be purified by a priest. But the man who was the cause that she has had to be in labor is not impure. He doesn't need to be purified. A priest doesn't proffer such a favor to him. On Mother's Day, at least, we must be bold enough to face the hypocrisy sent prevarications and recognize them for what they are. We cannot valorize violence all the year round and pretend to remember mothers on one day a year. The body of every son who falls prematurely to cold-blooded violence in war, in terrorist operations, in communal pogroms, is washed in the tears of mothers. Our valorization of violence and our lip service to mothers cannot go hand in hand. The time is come to choose between the two. Mother is love. She's also the authority of love that orders, put the sword down. He who takes a sword shall fall by it. Mother is compassion. She's a caring hand stretched out to bind the wounds and to pour out from her own heart oil and wine to heal and to restore. Mother is forgiveness, with her face turned away from the foibles of man. She is the forgiveness that fills the world with second chances and new beginnings. Mother is sanity. I do not know what I would have been but for my mother. She died half a century ago, but to this day, she continues to guide me along the narrow way of life. As I walked valley of the shadow of death, it sufficed that I recalled her words, said to me when I was 8 years old, and I quote her words, "Son, there is light within you. Time will bring it out." I soldiered on in spite of everything, not because I was unafraid, but because I remembered. A mother's love is the lodestar of manliness. I'm a man not because I have a beard, broad shoulders, and rippling muscles. I'm a man because once upon a time, my heart beat in unison with a mother's heart. And when the sinews of my being were fashioned on the warp and woof of mystery, I'm a man because I have a mother's heart. I weep over the rapists and sex criminals of the world. With a not starved of mother's love, can a man even think of indecently dealing with a woman, much less violate her if he has ever tasted the sacrament of a mother's love. Starved of love, how does a man maintain his equilibrium? And how long pretend to be normal and human? A sword shall pierce your heart also, the Blessed Mary was told by the angel in the run-up to the birth of Jesus Christ. Shocking, for it pertained to the birth of a son. In a sense, in this man-centered, power-hungry world, every birth is a metaphoric sword thrust through the heart of a mother. So, Mother's Day is here. Who among us knows mother or cares for her? We who play bloody games with the fruits of her womb, fashioned in the furnace of her suffering that we dare not understand. We who insult her sorrows with boorish chests spread out in callous pride. We who mock the heart of mothers with the macho image of cruelty that makes a carnival of spoiling the souls she forges in the furnace of unutterable agony. I heard a voice crying in the tempest, "Sons of the world, behold my daughters. Cleanse your hearts in the milk of human kindness before you take a step closer."
The Union of Catholic Asian News is the leading independent Catholic news source from Asia. Support our network of Catholic journalists and editors who daily provide accurate independent reports and commentaries on issues affecting the Church across the Asian region. Go to www.ucanews.com/donate and do your bit. Thank you.